MRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. We're waiting for your call, 888-RADIO-30. That's what this show's all about. On Thursday is your phone call, 888-723-4630.
We didn't say goodbye to Patty. Patty. Goodbye, Patty.
Goodbye, Patty.
Okay, we said goodbye to Patty.
Goodbye.
All right, this is from Edie.
Yes.
Known on eBay as Dress to Suit. I created my collections on Windows 7. Now I've updated to Windows 8.1, and I can no longer create, edit, or delete my collections. Has there been any movement on this issue? Will it be included in the updates that come along with eBay's adaption to Windows 10?
Don't know. Why don't you try using another browser? Like Chrome or Firefox.
Oh, you think it may be the browser and not the fact that she switched operating systems?
Yeah. I'm on a Windows 7 machine right now, and I got a Windows 8 machine at home. I can see my collections just fine on my Windows 8
machine. And you can create and edit or delete them?
Sure, yeah. I don't use Internet Explorer for most of my work.
What do you use?
I use Chrome for most everything.
I do too now.
Yeah.
Almost always Chrome. Every now and then I have to go to Firefox.
Well, there's a reason why I use Chrome. Chrome did a smart thing, or Google did a smart thing with Chrome. They were the first browser maker to make it possible for your bookmarks and your browser settings to be ported among every device that you own. So my phones, my different computers, both at work and here, as long as I've signed in with my Google account, I have one account for all these, then my toolbar and my bookmarks all follow along, which makes my life a lot easier. That was one of the first reasons I started using Chrome.
It seems to work better than Internet Explorer for some reason. I don't know, smoother.
Well, do you know that, so they announced, Microsoft announced that Internet Explorer is going away. You know about this, right?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's apparently a new browser that they're building that will be launched with Windows 10, which could be exciting. It's always nice to see something new. But I guess Internet Explorer is going bye-bye. So.
Hmm. Well, I'm part of the reason because I stopped using them a while ago. I still keep it on the computer, I don't know why, just in case.
Yeah, I use it for work stuff. So right now, it's easier for me. I have Internet Explorer opened on one monitor. I have two small monitors in the radio, and then I have Chrome in the other one for other stuff. But I use Internet Explorer for work-related things.
So Edie has another question also. In consideration of last Tuesday's discussion, if I have an accidental duplicate once a month and delete the duplicate item immediately, will all my listings be demoted in search?
No, probably not.
Yeah. This one little thing and you get it off right
away.
Uh-huh.
Just don't leave it up there.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay.
Avoid doing those. That's probably the smartest idea.
Yeah, but every now and then a mistake can happen when you have a lot of stuff up there.
Yeah, but the way she asked it sounds like it happens every week.
Oh, okay.
Why does that happen?
Okay, so Michael in Indianapolis, known on eBay as the 500 store.
Yeah.
Michael is asking, well, not exactly asking, but he says, hopefully eBay will give us a tool that will help identify duplicate listings. Are there any plans for that, he says?
Would be a good idea. Not on the roadmap.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It might be something they may want to think about, though.
Yeah, there is a kind of tool right now. So duplicate listings that are intentional duplicates might have subtle differences that were intentional, right? So the seller says, I'm not going to game this system. I'm going to put in these duplicate listings. See? Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And then I'm just going to change a few words like the to or move the words around. That's one thing. If your intent was to game the system, I'm not going to support that, so I'm not going to tell you how to do it. But if you're worried about unintentional duplicates, just go to my eBay and sort everything by item title.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And you'll be able to see, you can scroll down and you'll see if the items and the photos are duplicate. Remember, I have duplicate listing by titles, but they're for different shirts and they're different because the photos are different. And maybe the size is different. Some of them it isn't. But as long as one of those two things are different, then you're okay. It's not considered a duplicate listing.
Well, it seems that people don't want to call today, but they do want to send email because I've got tons of it, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But first of all, Griff, we are so excited about this year's eBay Radio Party and Conference.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Oh, you're excited? I wouldn't have guessed.
And if you haven't heard about it, it's June 16th, 17th, and 18th at Bally's Las Vegas. And be sure to register as soon as possible. We've got an early bird rate that ends next week. It ends the 15th. So go to ervegas.com to register and reserve your hotel room at Bally's. $63 per night. Now, when you add the tax and the resort fee, it comes to $98.56. But, you know, we always promise you rooms under $100. And this year, they're $63, but you have to pay all that other stuff with it. And, of course, this year, our theme on the first day is social selling. And our theme overall is 20 years of eBay. Our first day, we'll be learning all about social marketing. We're going to have the big shot from Pinterest on, whose job it is to make sure that small businesses use Pinterest in the correct way. He's going to be a speaker at our event. We have so many other fantastic speakers. Dana Crawford, who's never been a speaker before at our event, is going to speak, and I'll be bringing it up later in the show. Remember, though, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it. So please go to ervegas.com to register as soon as possible, because we would love to see you there. Griff's got some great things planned, too. Very exciting.
I do.
Things.
Oh, yeah, I do. Yes, I do.
Oh, God. Yes, you do. We're very excited about that. So Annette from Cleveland, Ohio, who is known on eBay as Elmwood Cottage, she said, I'm at work this afternoon, not able to call in. I'm getting frustrated because my store categories are still not showing up on the left side of my listing descriptions. I have heard this issue discussed and understand from Griff that the problem had been resolved. However, my store seems to have slipped through the cracks.
Yeah, and I got that.
Oh, you did get it?
And I forwarded it to the store's team so they can manually fix it.
Okay. She's got an item number if you want to look at it. But if you've already sent it ahead, that's okay.
Yeah, I sent it in yesterday, so it may not have been done yet, but it will be done.
Okay. Terrific. We like that. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Oh, this poor woman. Patricia from Georgia, known on eBay as Simply Collectible. She says, I live on the East Coast. She sent this on Monday.
Right? Uh-oh.
She says, I live on the East Coast, so I sign in at 2 p.m. today, but I never get the eBay webinar. All I get is music. Can you tell me what I'm doing wrong? Well, I hope you figured it out, Patricia, but
when we're not live,
well, she tried it on Monday, but we weren't on the air till Tuesday.
Oh, is she confusing us with the webinar?
No, it's eBay Radio.
Oh, all right. But you said webinar, so that's a different
thing. She called
it
a webinar.
No, but it's not. It's a podcast.
But she's talking about the radio show. So what she's doing is she's going on our player on Monday and clicking on Listen Live and hearing music, because that's what we have on when we're not on live.
They think it's like regular terrestrial
so
radio.
Please,
we're 24/7 or something.
So please know.
Well, we should do that.
So is terrestrial radio. They're on 24/7.
Yeah, but we're not.
I know. So right. You want to work 24 hours a day?
For 1 week, we should do it and see what it's like.
Yeah, sure.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, okay. Sure, Griff. We'll do it.
What would we fill the
Whatever
time with?
Whatever you want. The team is willing to do it.
Oh, I'd be rambling.
Yes, you would be.
I could read from War and Peace.
Yes,
a short selection of maybe 200.
Well, you know, they've
pages.
Had these things where disc jockeys for promotions and stuff will stay on the air all weekend, you know.
Yeah.
They'll go on the air and they'll hold the station hostage, and it's all a big
It's like Jerry Lewis telethons, which are now no more. Did you read that?
Well, really? That's going away?
Yeah, he's
Letterman's going away. That's going away.
Yeah.
Internet Explorer's going away.
Welcome to the
How
world of change.
How can we live?
Easy. Breathe. It's fine. Look, see, you're still alive.
Misha from Des Moines, New Mexico. Classy souls. Hey, Misha, how you doing? What's your question or comment?
Hi there. I just wanted to ask, I was going to email, but since you were talking about nobody calling, I'm a sucker to
call. It's
Thank
a pity
you.
Call.
Thank
I love
you.
A pity call.
No, everybody's sending email today.
I like
it's
a pity
easy.
Call.
Okay, so this is about duplicate listings, and it's just about things would be the same in it. What about quantity difference? Because quantity difference would also show up with different photos. If I have one of something, I'm going to show one of it. If I had five and then maybe 10 of something, like electronics, then I would have different photos to show the grouping of those. Does that have to be in a multiple? Because I have to have different photos to show, you know, how they're going to be getting them.
Here's the question. So, don't complicate this. Are you selling in fixed price two items that are basically the same thing?
Yes.
Then that's duplicate listing.
You said on the last show, you said if they have different photos, if they have one different photo, that would show up as a, you know, that would be considered a not
right,
a duplicate
listing. But why are you doing this? Why are you creating two separate listings for the same price?
Stay on with us.
Right. We need to know that. That's the intent. This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for you, eBay sellers. We're expecting your call, 888-723-4630, right here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie, a free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Where is the Seller Information Center? I can't find the fee calculator.
Isn't there a downloadable PDF about that?
The eBay website is full of useful information if you know where to find it. You need eBay Radio's Seller Bookmarks. It's a list of essential links on eBay.com. Go to eBayRadio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find Seller Bookmarks under the Seller Resources tab. eBay Radio Seller Bookmarks. eBay links you didn't even know existed.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 320.
There are items you can and cannot sell on eBay. Jennifer Taggart is known on eBay as top-rated seller, LA Shopaholic. She's also an attorney. She says you may not know you're selling recalled items.
You, as a seller, should check recalls.gov before selling something. Some things are easier because you do registration for bigger items, appliances, cars, and stuff. It's much easier to look at. But if you're buying stuff to sell, you might not have gotten that notice. And while thrift stores and charity stores are not supposed to sell recalled items, they may not be as conscientious about checking for whatever reason. You must go and check recalls.gov before selling.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, celebrate Small Business Week. Call us at 888-723-4630. Why don't you?
Okay, so we have Misha on the line,
and
you were talking about duplicate listings.
Duplicate listings. So, right. So you said that you had, what is the item that you're, this in this case, you're talking about here?
It'd be like electronics, you know, like parts, and sometimes they'd be something somebody might use as a lot. You know, maybe they'd want 10 or more or whatever. I did try variation listings when they first came out. I didn't like them. Probably don't know how to do it right, but I feel like people are visual. So if you've got a black, let's just use a black top. If you have a black top, if you've got a pink and a blue and a purple one, someone might just, you know, if they're quickly scanning, they don't spend much time. They see black, Matt, I want black, I want purple. And so they keep looking for it.
But hold on a minute. You know, Griff, if it's a pink, one's a pink blouse and one's a blue one.
Yeah, you should be using a multi, if it's the same shirt but the colors are different, you should be using a multi-quantity listing with variations. It's not that hard to do.
Okay.
If you need help with it, I'll walk you through it. But you're not doing yourself a favor, even if there wasn't a duplicate policy in place. By breaking those out into three listings, with, and I assume they're not a quantity of one, right? You may have...
Well, the clothing, that's how I first started using it and just didn't like it. I didn't like, you know, I couldn't really get the pictures. What I'm talking about now is electronics, and I'd have a lot of one, but I'd also have them in lots of five or ten or 50.
Why? That's going to be considered, that will be considered a duplicate listing. Don't do it. When you can put, say I have 100 of these, you can put a listing up with a quantity of 100, and the buyer can select how many they want. And if the reason that you're putting lots together is to give them a price discount for bigger purchases, you can use the promotion manager tool to set a discount, either a percentage or an amount, for the number of items they purchase. So that way you keep it all within one listing. Breaking it out among listings does not help you, especially if it's a multiple quantity item, because that sales and impression feature of Best Match is an important one. There's more bang in the buck for having all of the items in one listing, because every time somebody buys, that gives you a serious incremental boost in Best Match. If you break them out into three listings, you're not going to get that same effect.
Okay, I understand that if somebody has a store, and I have a store, but I have another ID, and that ID isn't a store, it's much smaller quantity of stuff. It's just not big enough to do a store, but I have, you know, stuff on it. So I would not be able to do the promotional listing on those items in the, under that ID.
Right.
And that was the only way that I knew how to give that break and, in price for that quantity. But I guess I could just, you know, figure out a different way to do it. I mean, I don't...
Now, let me ask you this, Griff. In this case where she's... Let's go back to the blouse that's in different colors.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen people do this, and I don't know if you've ever talked about this, but where she would put all six of the blouses or a block with all six of the colors in the actual picture.
Yeah, and that's okay. I've seen people overlay like T-shirts, different colors, or I buy tissue paper and it's multicolor, and the first picture shows a setup of all the different colored tissue paper. It's actually better for your business to have it in one listing, because when you make sales from that listing, it'll give you an incremental jump in Best Match, which can make all the difference when you're competing in that category for buyers. I do not recommend, even with separate colored items, breaking them out into separate listings. And I definitely don't, using the lot mentality, well, one has a lot for five and the other is identical, but it has a lot of one, and you've just kind of change the photo. What you're doing is that's gaming the system. The intent is to not have duplicate listings. And if you use that strategy that you're suggesting or asking about, you are in effect gaming the system and looking for a way around it. If the base of your strategy that you're considering is looking a way around the policy, it's ill-conceived and you should back out of it.
Yeah, this is not that. These are really irregular electronic parts. There's not a, you know, these aren't like cell phone covers or anything like that. They're just, you know, really not real popular things. So let me ask you, without a store, and I want to do lots and I would want to give it a discount, you know, for multiples, is there a way to state that in the listing where somebody, other than just seeing how many were available, I've seen people, you know, ask for bulk price or something, but that doesn't sound right. I mean, what do you suggest?
I suggest either using this, not doing it if you don't have a store. Why do you not have a store for that other account? That would be my question.
I've got like 20 items on there. I mean, it's like it's.
So why do you have an account with just 20 items? Why don't you sell them from your main ID?
Because of all the stuff I heard about not having other things that are out of your niche. My niche.
Oh, that's nonsense.
That's just nonsense. True.
That's just nonsense.
It's not true.
Yeah. So the idea of having separate IDs for each one of your product lines, you know, I sell housewares and I don't want to miss it with pet supplies or with my antiques, that's a lot of work. I've never recommended that. I've said, yes, you can do that. There's nothing against doing it. But keeping a separate ID just for these items that you have 20 at a time, yeah, you're not going to be able to do that listing anything that looks like it's duplicate. And there's no tool. There's no tool to actually give price discounts except for the promotion manager tool. I just move it all into my store. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation. We'll be back after our top hour break for our second hour here on Ask Griffin Lee.
Reply Manager is coming to the rescue of many online sellers. Kirsty Smouse of eBay top-rated seller Revant Optics was overwhelmed by the success of her e-commerce business, especially when it came to customer emails.
We used email messages, so we had more than one email address. So yeah, a lot of bouncing around between the different interfaces.
She explained how Reply Manager provided a solution.
Route several support email addresses into just one location.
Next, Reply Manager organized her conversations with customers.
We can take emails from the same customer and put them into one continuous thread.
Reply Manager works for Kirsty's employees, too, without giving them her eBay password.
You can leave notes so everyone is on the same page.
Reply Manager helped Kirsty get her customer emails under control, and it can help you, too. For more information, visit replymanager.com.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archives homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
It's the 12th anniversary of eBay Radio, and we're celebrating with our Las Vegas Party and Conference. We'll gather at Bally's on the Vegas Strip June 16th through the 18th. Early bird registration of $175 is available now through May 14th. Register now at ervegas.com. All 3 days for $175. June 16th, 17th, and 18th at Bally's in Las Vegas. Register now at ervegas.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares and give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping Nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.